Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
The roar of the crowd was a familiar symphony to Pug Lund, but this season, the pounding in his chest wasn't the electric rhythm of fans, as it was a dull ache and a constant reminder of this ailing finger threatening to derail his senior season. Doctors advised surgery, a lengthy recovery that would sideline him for a championship run. But Pug had another option, a radical one, whispered in hushed tones by a team doctor, pushing the boundaries of ethics and ambition. This is the story of a young athlete who rolled the dice on a desperate gamble, blurring the lines between dedication and devotion to the path of gridiron glory. Our story comes up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Well, my football friends, this is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pig Pen and another bit of college football history in one of the legends of the game in a College Football Hall of Fame. 1930s University of Minnesota halfback Pug Lund may have been one of the toughest players in college football history. He was an efficient runner and willing to serve out crushing blocks and keep defenders away from offensive teammates. But Pug once had a body part chopped off to improve his ability to help his team. His story is truly unique and brave and somewhat crazy. Francis Pug Lund was born on April 13, 1918 in Rice Lake, Wisconsin. The star halfback played for the Minnesota Golden Gophers from 1932 to 1934 season. Now, Francis' imposing stature and aggressive playing style contradicted his formal first name. And during a post-game interview once, a reporter couldn't help but quip, "Francis? That's a heck of a name for a football player. Don't you have a nickname?" A voice boomed from the back of the locker room. "Call him Pug." The next day, the newspaper headline blazoned Pug Lund next to the photo of Francis, forever etching his new moniker in sports history. Pug was a tough guy too. In 1933, in a game against the Pitt Panthers, he hurt his pinky finger, and because he kept playing, the injury didn't heal correctly. Just before the beginning of the 1934 season, his senior year, Lund had the finger amputated to prevent him from being slowed down. Now, during an early season game with the Nebraska Cornhuskers, Pug had the lowest moment of his career when he fumbled 7 times as he tried to get used to holding the ball with 4 fingers in his left hand. Losing the finger worked out, though, later, as the hero of the 1934 rematch against Pitt Panthers was Pug Lund, where one of the shining moments of his shining football career. Now, the two teams met that day, each carrying the moniker of being an undefeated season. The Gophers trailed late to the Panthers by 6 points as the clock was winding down the game. Now, Minnesota managed to move the ball down the field, and in one last gasp attempt, tried to obtain at least a tie, but they faced a 4th and 4 deep in Pittsburgh territory at the 17-yard line. It all came down to this play. Lund took the pitch, surveyed the field, and looking for a glimpse of daylight, he escaped through. And at the last moment, he spotted end Bob Tenner in the open field, fired a strike to the rangy receiver, and Minnesota suddenly had the touchdown they needed, which beat the Panthers 13-7. It ignited a Gopher charge into a perfect 8-game record and a national championship. Pug was a crucial player in this run, averaging about 6 yards per carry and throwing some accurate passes that kept defensive opponents at bay. Minnesota coach Bernie Bierman stated that Lund was also a true Ironman of the game. "He was our spark plug," quoted Bierman. Now, he also battered and broken up, teeth knocked out, finger amputated, thumb broken, and through all of it, he carried on. Our opponents might break him in two, but they couldn't stop him, end quote. The Gophers coach would also say that Pug was the most outstanding player he had ever witnessed on the field. Lund was versatile as he handled the punting, passing, rushing, and blocking on the team. Now, Pug's career total of 2,098 yards is twice as many as his next most prolific rusher of that era. And add to some of that pretty good passing stats for the time, too, 85 attempts, 29 completions, and 10 interceptions. The National Football Foundation selected Pug Lund for entrance into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1958. And we truly honor this legend of the game. And on his birthday, April 13th, and glad to share this football history with you. For more football history, check back with us regularly on our YouTube channel and our podcast. And we thank you for joining us, pigskindispatch.com. Till next time, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.